Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
The Crossbreed Holster studios are lit up and ready to rock and roll for you today. You know, I got to tell you, flipped on the news, had some running around I had to do earlier this morning before heading over to the Crossbreed Holster studios with you today. Flipped on, I got Sirius XM in my truck. Yeah, I got a truck. Glock 17 in the console, too, and a Smith & Wesson 686. Only reverse that. Glock 17 on my hip in a Crossbreed drop slide, and in the truck sitting in the console was a Smith & Wesson big old 686 plus 357. And as I was driving around, I stuck it on XM radio, and I flipped it over to Fox News. And what do I hear? The same crap I heard an hour earlier, and the same crap I'm going to hear an hour from now. I think the American people, in some pundit I've never heard of, all day long. No, I know that. That's not news. And the reason I'm telling you that is because for someone who pays attention to this stuff for a living, more so than the average Joe, I just shut it off today. No, I'm just tired of it, just absolutely fed up with it. I did watch a little bit of Donald Trump today down in Tampa, more so because that's my hometown. I can't tell you how many gun shows I've been to at the fairgrounds where he was today, countless gun shows, the Suncoast shows. I've lost count years ago, every one of them practically, and there are just dozens and dozens and dozens of them. I took my son down. It's home to me, and I miss it. So when I saw he was down in Tampa, I flipped it on and caught a little bit of Giuliani and a little bit of Trump, and then shut that off too because I know where it's going. The point being, I got my head out of my own media today, okay? That's my recommendation to you from time to time. Check yourself. See, there's new content coming in. I should probably fix that, but I won't. I'll do that during the break so as not to distract myself. But I thought, you know, that I took my own advice today. I say that to you a lot. Get your head out of your media. Take a break from the stuff. Hard to do, I know. But have to do it. Hey, I had a brief conversation with Cam Edwards today from Cam & Company, NRA. He's looking forward to coming to the program. Cam and I have talked about it for the longest time. I don't know why he hasn't been on the show yet. It's one of those things where, you know, you keep telling your long-lost cousin, man, we need to get together, man, we need to get together, and then 2 years goes by and you go, wow, we never got together. You know how that is. Life just goes on. Everybody's very busy, particularly in this field right now, as you can imagine. And then, you know, I'll see him at the next NRA convention and he'll say, hey, man, how you doing? We haven't ever gotten together. You know, that's what will happen. But just kind of the way it is. But we are trying to set a specific time. I invited him on the Monster broadcast this coming weekend. Well, I will be live from the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. And unfortunately, he will be on a flight back from Colorado at that moment in time, and he couldn't make it. So what I'm trying to do is schedule him for the daytime show, and then I'll rerun that in an hour on the Monster broadcast to give him that little bit bigger audience. But we really do appreciate his time, and we're looking forward to having him on. A lot of you have asked that question. Hey, how come Cam's not, you know, we're working on that. Lots of stuff we're working on, believe me. But the Minnesota State Fair, the big Monster cast coming up this weekend, the guest lineup, let me just tell you who I'm working on. Don't know yet how it's going to break down, but I'll tease it a little bit because I love this show. I love going up there and hanging out with my friends, my peeps, their family to me, 1280 AM, The Patriot. Man, I love you guys. We've been doing this together for years. And we're family. The program director is a part of my book. The operations manager, Lee Michaels, he co-hosts for me, or guest hosts for me, if I happen to be in the air. He sits in this chair and handles the program. He does an amazing job. And they're just great all-around folks. So I'm working on a lineup. I'll kind of tease it a little bit. It looks like Alan Gottlieb will be back, hopefully, this weekend. We'll see how his schedule looks, trying to give Alan a little bit of time off. He is busier than... I'll leave it at that. Of course, A.W.R. Hawkins will be on regular. Phyllis Schlafly, conservative icon, we're working to schedule her. Want to bring John Lott back on. We are going to, because food is a big deal at the Minnesota State Fair, Texas Bill Cannon from Texas Barbecue is going to do a segment. Beth Alcazar from Pacifiers and Peacemakers will be on, and then there'll be a couple surprises, but we're going to move through the lineup very quickly. It's going to be bam, bam, bam. and an awful lot of fun. And you might hear some chomp, chomp, chomp in the background because you never know what kind of stuff on a stick somebody's going to hand you when you're sitting out there at that table on the Midway. And I tell you, if you've never been to this thing and you have an opportunity to go, if you're in the area, lots of listeners in Minnesota, I know. My gosh. Let me just compare. I mentioned the Tampa Fair, the Florida Fair, Florida State Fairgrounds in Tampa. You know, there's the amphitheater is there. Okay, the fairgrounds are there. Old hockey rink is there. A big grass open field. They hold gun shows. There's concerts, that kind of stuff. But when there's nothing going on, it's just locked up. You can't get at it. It's not the way this is in Minnesota. I mean, this thing is city blocks in size. And there are hundreds of thousands of people walking up and down these streets. It's unlike anything. The closest I can describe is being from Tampa, I would go to the Super Bowls and participate in those festivities whenever the Super Bowl was in town. And Ybor City, I will never forget the first Super Bowl I attended in Tampa. And I got out of a cab and stepped onto 7th Avenue and looked down that street, and it was just 3 miles or 2 miles of just a sea of people. And that's what the Minnesota State Fair is like in every street you look down. So this is a big, huge event. If you can come out and hang out at the 1280 AM, the Patriot booth, we'd love to do it. We're sitting right there on the Midway. The show is blasting out over the speakers, and it's just a lot of fun. You never know. Heck, I might even mic you up if you make the trek. So head down to and hang out at the Patriot booth. Oh, boy, what else is going on today? So much happening. I got some great emails. Want to go over one of those with you. Jen Jakes, we're going to do some coffee talk with Jen Jakes here. We got a couple liberals that don't like the coffee talk, so good. We're going to do coffee talk. Let's see. KKFT. See, I'm just rambling, having some fun with you today. Lots going on. We'll be all over the board with you, so don't take it personal. KKFT, 92.1 FM. Is it 92.1? I better check on that. Jerry, get mad at me. Out in Reno, Carson City, Lake Tahoe has picked up Armed American Radio's Monster broadcast in that beautiful, beautiful area of the country. And we love Jerry Evans to death. We've been on those airwaves before, and we are just thrilled to be back on KKFT. Not sure if the daytime show is running, but I know the weekend live Monster broadcast is running. So it's great to have KKFT back in the stable of affiliates. We've got more affiliates coming. I'll let you know as time permits. Boy, what else is getting ready to happen here? A baby girl and a rifle. That was the headline, or the subject line, if you will, of an email I got. And I'm going to read it to you when we come back from the break. A few days back, I was spending some time talking with you about preparation, right? Preparation, avoidance, and awareness. Prepare to avoid by being aware. So I'm really big on that. And I said, hey, this isn't paranoia to be prepared. Look at the folks in Louisiana. I'm going to bet you most of them, and they had to leave immediately. That water rose so fast. I was watching Hannity. On some of those stories were just unbelievable. Those people were sitting there watching, and within minutes, they looked out back, and water was coming at their home. Here they were sitting at home watching it rain, watching TV. The next thing you know, they had no electricity, and 15 minutes later, they were in somebody's boat, and their house was filled with 3 feet of water. That's incredible. But it happens. So it isn't paranoia to be prepared. And I'm going to bet you most of those people did not have what is commonly referred to as a bug-out bag or go bag or an emergency preparation kit, whatever you want to call it. I like the bug-out bag. It works for me. If you're going to bug out, you might as well have everything with you, right? I'm bugging out. I've had to bug out before, 4 times to be exact. And each time, I had something ready to roll. And it happens like that. Just at a moment's notice, as those poor people down in Louisiana found out, as Barack Obama found out 2 weeks later, you know, when he got done playing golf What a clown that guy is. Is this guy even relevant anymore? That is disgusting. But I'm going to digress as we go to the break there. He makes me sick. Makes me absolutely sick. Watch him walk around there like he's some kind of King Tut while he's up there playing golf. It just absolutely disgusting. And to any clear, yeah, see, there I go. So that's how I'll leave it as we go into a break. What do we got, 140-some days left of that clown? Good heavens, good riddance, thank God. When we come back, I'll read you this email, a baby girl and a rifle. I love getting emails like this. And I love knowing that things that people hear on this program make a difference in their lives. Be right back after this.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
And back in the Crossbreed Ulster studios with you. I am Mark Walters, by the way, filling your prescription for freedom every single day of the week. Annoying a gun-grabbing liberal, hopefully plural, liberals, every single day of the week. At various hours of the day and night. I love that. Being prepared. Why is being prepared paranoia? Can you answer that? It's not, is it? There are those who, oh, you're just some, they label you, right? You're always a prepper. Some type of stigma. Oh, he's a prepper. No, I'm just prepared. I guess they see this reality TV stuff, you know, and they think, oh, this guy's crazy. Well, you know, maybe you can go overboard, I guess, right? Buying 5,000 acres somewhere, you know, 200 miles away and outfitting a delivery truck like a tank so you can get there one day. I mean, maybe that's going overboard. But you know what? If that's your hobby and that's what you like doing and you have the funds to do it, the hell with the liberals. You know, prep to your heart's content. Hopefully one day you don't have to laugh at everybody for that. But if you do, you're prepared. Who's got the last laugh then, right? You hear this? Hi, I'm that goofy liberal down the street that was ragging you for being a prepper. Please help me. As you say, sorry. Go live in La La Land. You had plenty of time, kook. When did, you know, why does that make you paranoid? I've got about 3 months of food, and I don't feel comfortable with that. It should be more than that. Because I have four people in my family and a little dog. She don't eat much. But I have first aid kits. I've got bags ready to rock and roll. Kids have one. Well, first aid kit. Got some food. Food's ready to go. Got enough supplies for 72 hours if you got a bolt. I also have magazines. I have ammunition. I have loaded magazines. I have, as I said, three types of firearms ready to go at a moment's notice. Instantly, right now, right now. If I saw the water rising, if, God forbid, the creek started to rise and I had to say, I got to go, the Crossbreed Holster Studios in about 5 minutes is going to be underwater, I'm set. Are you? Probably not. You should be. So we were talking a little bit about that, and I reminded you that while there's a lot of dopes out there, mostly lefties, who would say, yeah, you're just a paranoid gun nut, I reminded them that their own big government website, FEMA.gov, recommends the same thing. You know, those lefties love, oh, the government said it's okay? Okay, well, if the government said it's okay, then I'm not one of those people. I'm just, you know, doing what the government said because I love the government and the government loves me. The government wants to take care of me and I'm doing what they say. Okay, there's people out there like that. Can you believe that? Coexist. Can't we all just get along? But I got an email, and I love this. I got this email 2 hours ago. It came from Matthew Jones. It says, Mark, my name is Matt. I recently found your podcast. So I guess he's not listening to the live radio program, but he picks it up on podcast. Good for him. It says, my name is Matt. I recently found your podcast, and I've been listening to the Daily Defense and the Monster Cast for a few months now. See, he gets it. Love the terminology. Pay attention to that in the email. I'm a fan. My reason for writing you is in response to an email you have read about Chuck. I hope I'm remembering his name correctly, in New Jersey, and to ask a question. Chuck from New Jersey wrote to you about purchasing a gun in his state. I have two of these emails to read you. They're great. Chuck from New Jersey wrote to you about purchasing a gun in his state. He told me about the ridiculous hoops and unnecessary beatings one must overcome to purchase a gun and exercise our God-given right as his children to protect ourselves in New Jersey. He also said that he was pursuing this because of advice that you have given your followers about what guns we should have for self-defense. I, too, took your advice. I live in Idaho, so I did not have to endure the crap that Chuck is lawfully putting up with to buy his guns. I am a proud owner of a Remington 870 and have had that gun for years. And when I'm not working, my work prohibits me from carrying on the clock, I pack around a Springfield XDM 45. Love both of those guns, but I was missing an AR-15. With the direction our country has been recklessly pushed, and preparing for the ugly, demonic direction it could go if that devil Hillary rotten criminal, don't you love that, becomes quote-unquote corrupter-in-chief. And hearing your advice to prepare for that, I recently purchased a Ruger AR-556. I now have the three necessary guns I need to protect my family and my rights and possessions, and a few other guns as well. My good wife, who only 5 days prior to me purchasing that Ruger gave birth to our second child and was very supportive of me putting the money it took to get that gun towards our protection when it could easily have gone to, when it easily could have been a better idea to use that money for diapers or wipes or any of the other things that a new baby requires. And they do require that, by the way, there, Matthew. It is perverted and almost offensive that there are those out there that would like nothing better than to have my guns banned and taken from me so that I might not be able to protect my wife, our two daughters, and myself. So I'm writing to express my gratitude for the gun-friendly state I live in, for my God and the rights I have, my wife and children, for this country we live in, and you too, and to you, Mark, and the voice you are for all of us who love being Americans and love the privilege it is to be so. Thank you for what you do. And a big thanks to those like Chuck who fight and battle in places where the progressives, are trying to kill America. Now my question, it's very simple. What sources do you read or get the news? I had to laugh at that. When I got to that, I thought, okay, oh, that, what a great email that was. And then right down there, where do you get the news? Oh, man. Matthew, first of all, the Remington 870, love the gun. See, this isn't something, you didn't take my advice for that. You had that gun and you admitted it in here. You've had that gun for years. There is a reason that virtually every police force and military, excuse me, branch carries that 870. It is just flat out the best. Extremely versatile, extremely reliable, and one of my favorite guns of all time. Just a great gun. And there are others, too. I mean, lots of you, the Remington's a little bit more expensive than, say, the Mossbergs, the Defenders, and so forth, Mossberg 500s, also very popular guns, and they do the trick. They're great. But the affinity for that Remington, it's just the Remington 870. It's just what it is. There's just something about it. Is a great gun. You see, and Matthew's had that gun for a long time. I love that. And he carries a Springfield XVM 45. Wonderful gun. Great gun. As reliable as the day is 24 hours long. But he was missing that AR-15, and he went and bought it. He goes through all this stuff, all this great stuff, and he says, where do you get your news? From the same places you probably do, Matthew. And here's what my recommendation would be to you. I don't want to give away all my secrets. And a lot of it isn't from places, because I talk to a lot of the people who write the stories that you read in the news. So I think it's fair to say that I get it from the same place you do, but from the people who actually write this stuff. But there are a number of great sites out there. If you want to go to the main sites, of course, always look at Drudge. Everybody looks at Drudge, no matter what political affiliation. Breitbart, all the right-leaning news sites. Then you got to go to the lefty sites, right? When we come back, we'll talk about it briefly, and we're going to do some coffee talk with Jen Jakes. But put some alerts out there. Find some keywords that you want to know about. Set up some Google alerts, and the stuff will just come to you. It will flow to you. It's inexcusable to be stupid in today's day and age.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, the Crossbreed Holster Studios are lit up again for you. Love this part of my day. I get to spend it with you talking about this and dissing them because they don't like it. And we do. Because it's freedom. And they hate it. So let me send you here because free guns, nothing irks an un-American more than saying, we're going to give away a free gun. Today's gun of the day giveaway is an FN-FNX45 Tactical. This thing's got a threaded barrel and everything, so you can put one of those mean, what should we call it? Silencer? Let's just use the phrases they don't like. You know, a silencer. Because they think silencers make guns go like in the movies. Because, well, you know, that's the way liberals think. They don't think. They just see it and believe it, right? Oh, no, I saw it on a movie. The FN, I can have so much fun with that. That would be a subject for Coffee Talk, which is coming right up, by the way, as soon as I'm done. So I'll move quickly. The FNX 45 Tactical, valued at $1,250. You're not actually going to get the gun. You're going to get a check from the USCCA for $1,250 to buy the gun. Imagine if we have to transfer 31 guns or, in, you know, because we'll do 10 at a time sometimes. But imagine if we had to transfer 41 guns every month. It'd be very expensive for everybody. You paying transfer fees and everything else. You know, the government stuff, because you have to get background checks to pick up your gun. But the left doesn't tell you that, so we do, you know. Let them think what they want, dopes. Yeah, I don't like them. And, yeah, I'm not nice to them. And, yeah, I don't care what they think. And, yeah, I'm tired of hearing their crap. That's why we have this show, so we can talk about them, not to them. I don't waste your time. It's not very nice. Yeah,
It is. It really is. Because trust me, these people would throw you under a bus and cut off your First Amendment rights like that. There's nothing tolerant about them. See how I'm going down this road here? Let me go back to this. In order to win the gun, USCCAOnAir.com, USCCAOnAir.com. All you have to do is activate one of three memberships, the silver, the gold, or the platinum. I have platinum, so does my wife. Hooked her up with the platinum back in April during the USCCA Expo. It was great. Should have done it a long time ago. But the two of us each have $1.125 million in protection. Costs us $30 a month. One annual payment of $347. Or 13 a month for silver, or 22 a month for gold. And if you go head out there, you've got 7 hours right now, 24 minutes and 15 seconds from right now, to win the FNX45. Your name's in the running. If you don't win the gun and you do activate the membership, you're still in the running to win 16 gold American Eagle coins valued at $22,650 for the grand prize. USCCAOnAir.com. Let's go to Jen Jakes. I've kept her waiting long enough, from BearingArms.com. And just good all-around friend and coffee talker. How you doing, Jen?
I'm good. I need more coffee. It's a cold day here in Wisconsin.
There's a couple liberals out there that wrote us emails. They don't like coffee talk, so maybe they should just turn the dial. Tell them to turn the dial.
They should turn the dial. Turn the dial.
Turn the dial. Turn the dial. They don't know what freedom is anyway, right?
Yes, exactly.
Hey, you see how here I am pushing this great gun of the day giveaway for the month of August, and I go right down those holes. It's so easy to go down those holes. I'm not here to be nice to them. Is that a problem? Should I be one of those guys that sits there and says, oh, let's have a debate? Here's why I don't have a debate. Because there is no debate, Jen.
No.
There's no debate, and I'm not here to legitimize them. Is that wrong?
It's not wrong, and I actually just wrote something about this on Bearing Arms. I keep saying they want us to compromise on common sense, gun control, gun sense, right? They want us to compromise. Well, we have a compromise for them. Follow every single law that's currently on the books. Then tell me what you need more, because they don't need anything else. They have it on the books. Just follow the law.
You know, I read that piece. It was great.
Thank you.
In fact, I think I asked you to come on that day, and you yelled at me and said, I need more time than this. I can't come on that quick.
No, you know what it was? It was the Wisconsin primaries, and, you know, I drive all the little old biddies out to the polling stations on when we have Election Day here in Wisconsin.
Hey, I got a question. Good for you. I got a question for you.
That's funny.
If the liberals, you know, because the voter ID, oh, that's racist. You can't have it. You can't have to ask somebody to show your driver's license. Well, if that's the case, why do they require IDs to get into their convention?
Get into the DNC. Exactly. Well, you know why it is. They're hypocrites. They don't even follow their own standards because they're hypocrites. They are the party of Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Rotten Criminal on this show, get used to it. I called her Hillary Rotten Criminal, and somebody sent back to know it's rotten. So I stole it from him. And I told him, I credit him with it. I'm going to take that from you. Hillary Rotten Criminal on Armed American Radio. She is. The corruption is off the chain. And when you look at this, I mean, look at the pay to play from the State Department. This woman tells you, I don't want your guns. Come on, give me a break. Nobody's going to take your guns. Nobody wants your guns. Yet she has told you.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to emulate confiscation laws. Who believes this stuff anymore?
I mean, it's people that go to the Daily Show for their news. It's people that listen to people like Amy Schumer and, you know, Mark Ruffalo for their information because they're so enlightened. They're on
Mark
TV
who?
Playing Mark Ruffalo.
Who is Mark Ruffalo? Should I know him?
Wasn't he the Hulk? But he's in like.
I thought that was like Lou Ferrigno. See, I'm showing my age.
I'm sorry. In Hollywood's brilliant remake of every single movie ever made, this one being The Hulk. Yes, Lou Ferrigno is The Hulk. Love him. But no, they remake. You know, they can't. They don't have an original idea in their minds. I mean, honestly, look at what they did with Is That a Gun in Your Pocket? It's a complete ripoff of. It's stupidity at its finest.
See, it frustrates you too, and you have to write about this stuff every day.
Yeah.
Let's go to media for just a second, and I promise we'll go to some of the stuff that you write about. We'll just continue to direct people to BearingArms.com, but I really like to get your opinion on things and hit it in a real conversation, because this is the way we talk when we talk off air. The conversation that you're hearing between Jake and myself, Jen Jakes and myself right now. Jake, who is that, right?
the conversation that you're hearing between the two of us is really what we talk about off air. We joke a lot around a lot. We have fun with stuff. We go crazy about things. But we really do carry on a conversation, and you get to benefit from hearing that. I think it's fun radio, and if your letters are any indication, I'm glad you enjoy it, except for the two liberals who can't stand coffee talk, so the heck with them. And we're not worried about it. But some of the things I want to get your opinion on, you're familiar with the fact that John Lott, we discussed with you Katie Couric's fraud movie, Under the Gun, a few months back, and of course all the fraud that was exposed with the quote-unquote deceptive editing. You're familiar with the fact that John Lott, we now find out, actually was in the film, accepted a private screening between Katie Couric and Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg insisted that it all be yanked.
I did not know that, and I'm going to have to give him a call.
Interview him for that.
I will.
This broke late yesterday, and this should be major news for a lot of different reasons.
Be.
It's manipulation, but it's not, is it?
Right. No, it's not. Obviously, I haven't even, I've been kind of head down in a campaign I'm working on, but I haven't heard about it, and this is disgusting. Why don't people have this information? And what makes me the most, just riles me up the most every single day, Mark, is that I don't have enough time to write on every single thing that I want to cover because there's so much out there. There's just so much stuff out there that people just have no idea because the mainstream media is not covering any of it.
I've often said for years that the mainstream press, it, of course, is very dangerous. I believe the most dangerous entity, if you want to refer to it as an entity, that we face in America today. Far more dangerous than the progressive politician. Far more dangerous than Barack Obama or even Hillary Clinton. Because it is the mainstream media that is framing a narrative that allows this ideology to metastasize. But it's not just dangerous based on the things they tell us. What makes them even more dangerous is what they leave out. It's what they don't tell us. And that's what you just referenced.
It's sinister.
Great description.
At its core, it's evil. It really is. It's just insidious. It's disgusting and deplorable.
Yeah, it is. I like that description. I like that. I might steal that. Sinister.
Hashtag Jen Jakes.
Hashtag what, Jen Jakes?
Yep.
In my world, it's not hashtag, it's pound Jen Jakes. We will be right back after this with Jen Jakes from BearingArms.com. Yeah, until the TV lady or the phone lady says press pound, until she says press hashtag, it's pound. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Final segment. Fastest hour in all of radio. Unbelievable. Fastest hour in all of radio. Remember, this coming weekend, I will be at the Minnesota State Fair, broadcasting from the AM 1280 booth. And right now I'm talking with Jen Jakes from BearingArms.com. Coffee Talk is in full swing right now. Jen, how you doing? I saw the picture you posted on Twitter of your coffee and your salad as we're talking over coffee, talking about guns and stuff.
That was not a salad. I'm not a salad girl, but it's chicken and vegetables. Yeah,
chicken
that's
why and I had vegetables.
To go earlier. I'm like, I got to eat quick so that my stomach isn't, you know, taking over the interview.
I also, yeah, the gurgling and everything. You know, you just got to lift the mics up. Hey, also, I saw the tweet you just put out a few minutes ago. This is so wrong on so many levels with Hillary Clinton and Cher. What's your take on that?
I want to know what pump she's hiding underneath that ginormous jacket, because nobody wears that in the middle of August. I'm sorry, but no. It's just something's wrong.
Yeah, I did you see the picture, by the way, of her in her pantsuit outfit next to Kim Jong-il? It was absolutely hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. So you think something's wrong with her,
huh? Obviously something is under there. I mean, nobody wears this. Nobody, what, I don't even, it's so bad. There are no words.
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff going on, no doubt about it. It is quite bizarre.
But
care to give? No, I don't want to ask for.
Heaven forbid that the media actually dig into it or ask her if she's okay. No.
No. Mm-mm. No, you've got probably the biggest Clinton scandal ever to erupt right now, and that's pay to play out of the State House. This woman was selling access to the State Department to foreign governments in exchange for money running through the Clinton Foundation, and the mainstream media is going to walk right past it. It is absolutely incredible what is happening. So, you know, that's why I tell people you got to be prepared. You have to be prepared. Ask yourself why someone who would do these things also wants your firearms. Why? It's called absolute power. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely agree with that. And she made a comment about the Clinton standard. I think she meant it for not for her benefit, that she gets picked on because she's a Clinton. But actually, there is a Clinton standard, and that standard is you can do pretty much whatever the heck you want, and nobody will hold you accountable. Isn't that delightful? Let's put her in charge of the country, shall we?
Yeah, it's 48% to 49%, I'll tell you how I'm thinking, of Americans will vote for her. Roughly half the nation will vote for her. So I want to ask you this. What does that say? And I'm going to phrase this. I don't think I've had the opportunity to ask you this. I want to do it now. It's quite a fascinating question. I've never heard it asked by anyone on radio or television except on this show, and I want to ask you this.
Okay.
What now? As a former employer myself for many years, run my own business for a number of years as an entrepreneur, I hired and fired a lot of people.
Me too.
Some I hated to do it. You know the routine. You hated to fire some, and some you couldn't wait to get up and get in and tell them they were fired, right?
That's right.
Okay, it's just the way it is. What would you hire someone, and let's take the political affiliation out of it so we don't get into trouble, because there's going to be that dope that says, oh, this guy wouldn't hire a Democrat. No.
Right.
What I'm talking about is what I know about Hillary Clinton, even if I didn't know her political affiliation or agenda. Someone who gave away secrets, who was so irresponsible, who couldn't pass an FBI background check. Let's just say that we know that. Would you want that person working for you?
Absolutely not. And again, if this were you or me who did one third of any number of the things that she did, we'd be locked up and they'd throw away the key.
All right, now let me stop you here. Let me ask you this. Let's go a step further.
Okay.
What does it say about someone who maybe you were going to be interviewing for a job or something? Would you want someone who wasn't bothered by that type of behavior to have access to your company secrets, your company books? Would you want that person working for you?
Absolutely not. But I'll tell you, I don't think that a lot of these people know the whole story because, again, the mainstream media doesn't cover the whole story. They paint it in, like I said, in an insidious way to make it look like these are just mean Republicans coming after this poor woman who's just trying to be the first female president of the United States. No, no, no. I mean, that's why we're in business at Bearing Arms. That's why you're in business. It's the rest of the story. But the problem is the majority of the country is not getting the rest of the story, nor are they seeking it out.
I want to ask you, I'm going to move quickly with you because time is of the essence in this fastest hour on radio.
Right.
You're right. I agree with you on that. Let's go. Let's pivot over. Gosh, I have so many questions where I don't even know where to start. Let's pivot over to guns and Hillary Clinton. Right. Let's talk about her position relative to what she has said. And does she, in fact, believe it? Well, no, you know what? Forget that. I don't even want to go that. Let me go to this question. Let's go to executive action. Do you, Jen Jakes, who writes about this stuff for a living, believe that if Barack Obama could have done more with executive pen, he would have already?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Having said that, what do you think Hillary Clinton intends to do with her pen? If Barack Obama couldn't have already done it, how dangerous is her pen?
Well, she's already said that if the country elects her president of the United States, she will spend every minute of every day that she is in office working to enact, quote, common sense gun reform into the United States. So what do I think that means? I think that means she may not disable or dismantle the Second Amendment. I think she's going to make it so hard for anybody to get a gun in this country that, I mean, we're going to see a revolution.
She'll try.
She really do. She'll try.
She'll try.
And that Clinton standard, Mark. She doesn't have to try. She can just do it, and there are no consequences. That's the Clinton standard. So heaven forbid she actually gets back into the Oval Office. Lord knows. I mean, we've had a hard enough time trying to keep Obama under control. What the heck are we going to do when we get her in office, who has no accountability, who has no standards?
All right, next question for you. On November 9th, if the wrong thing happens, and Hillary Clinton, we wake up to what is an inevitable January 20th Hillary Clinton inauguration.
Hangover, yes.
Do you think the Trump movement will stop? Will it end, number one? And number two, as a follow-up to that, do you believe the country will just all of a sudden be united?
Oh, well, okay. So, well, that's a tough one.
I know, and you've only got a minute.
Okay, darn you. All right. So, first of all, no, I don't think the Trump movement will stop. I really think that at that point, if we're looking at a Hillary presidency, that they will join forces with everybody else on the right and push forward. And then, you know, I just hope that there's something that we can do, because the majority of people, again, do not know the whole truth. And right. We just can't see her get into the White House. We just can't. She will absolutely take over. She will use that Executive 10. She will gloss over everything that she's doing. She will never be held accountable. We will absolutely lose our Second Amendment rights as we know them.
Do you think the country will wake up and just say, okay, well, you know, that was a tough fought election, and get behind Hillary Clinton?
No, absolutely not. I don't. You know, are they really going to stand up? Are they going to say, wow, this is terrible, and now what? Or are they going to stand
no,
up?
Yeah, they
do
are.
Something?
No. They, we, yes.
Yes.
We will.
Yes.
This doesn't stop. And that is also flip side. Let me make this very clear what I'm talking about. Half of this nation on November 9th will not accept the outcome of this election. This country is fractured.
Right. I agree.
We will see that. Neither side is going to wake up and say, oh, well, you know, hey. You know, that's what America's all hard. We're beyond that, and we're beyond that in large measure because of a corrupt mainstream media and a corrupt establishment system that has allowed this to fester to get to this point. And when you combine that with a 24-hour news cycle in today's day and age with today's technology, it's just incredibly dangerous. Okay, Jen, we're getting ready to split. Where can people find you? The music started real quick.
I'm on Twitter at JenJakes and on BearingArms.com.
That'll do it. Jen, thanks very much for the coffee talk. Appreciate it. We'll talk again very soon. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We will get up and do it again tomorrow because they don't want me to. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. And if you're in Minnesota, come see me on Sunday.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.